Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 17. I read for you again these words. Peter was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." So far the reading of the text. In the name of our transfigured Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world. We are so much like Peter, it's scary. One moment he says the right thing, and the next, he has egg on his face or a foot in his mouth. One moment, he confesses the truth of who Jesus is, and the next, he contradicts Jesus. And so today, on the Mount of Transfiguration, we see Peter again getting it right and then getting it wrong. But we really shouldn't be too hard on Peter, because we are just like him. Our thoughts often reflect his and are also often contrary to God's word. So let us learn from Peter and our Lord's dealing with him and be strengthened for life in the valley of this world, even as we look ever forward to the life in the world to come. When Peter sees the glory of God shine through the humanity of Jesus, he's ready to be done. When he sees the glory of Jesus' divinity shining through, he doesn't want it to end. He doesn't want to leave. After all, this is what he signed up for. Glory and majesty. He wants to pitch his tent right there and stay with Jesus and Moses and Elijah, so that life will always be good and easy. What he says to Jesus here is only slightly better than what he had said to him just 6 days before. Then, when Jesus had said that he was heading toward Jerusalem to be handed over to the chief priests and the elders of the people, to suffer, die, and rise again on the third day, Peter rebuked his Lord. "This shall never happen to you." Here, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter says, "It is good for us to be here, Lord. Let's call it quits right now. This is what we came for. No need to head down to Jerusalem. No need to suffer and die. If you wish, we can just stay right here." But before he's done speaking, a loving voice comes from heaven, cutting him off and calling him to repentance. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And as it was for Peter, so it is for you. After all, who wants hardship? Who wants to do the heavy lifting of slogging out the difficulties of the Christian life? Don't you yearn for a quick fix to all your problems? Haven't you daydreamed about how much better your life would be if just this or that were different? Have you never coveted the blessings that others have and cursed God for your hardships? Well, all of us have. And we need to learn Peter's lesson. This Jesus is God's beloved Son. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. For He brings you words of life. Real life. Eternal life. Have you been wronged? Is your life harder than it should be? Do you have a broken heart, an empty bank account, a crippled body, or a difficult or problem family? These are all crosses to bear and are the results of life in a fallen world. The world is broken all around us because we and all men, born according to nature, are broken within. The world suffers because we are sinners. So thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for He came to grant healing and rest and comfort and glory to this broken world. He came to right the wrongs, ease the hardships, mend the brokenhearted, fill the empty, and bring peace where there is discord. But this He could not do by pitching a tent on a glorious mountain, but by dying on a cross on another mountain called Calvary. For it is on the cross of Christ that salvation comes to the world. This is what Moses and Elijah speak to Jesus about. For this is the day when Moses and Elijah had been looking forward to. The day they preached about the coming of God in the flesh. The coming of the Lamb of God would die, the coming of the Lamb of God who would die for the sins of the world. Moses and Elijah, those representatives of the law and the prophets, these two men, blessed by God to have been given their resurrected bodies ahead of time, these men, when they meet their Lord in the flesh, have nothing to speak about but Christ's work of salvation on the cross. For that is their glory. They shine with a reflected light as their humanity is glorified because God has become human. Moses, the murderer, and Elijah, the despondent doubter, stand in the kingdom of God because the beloved Son of the Father was able to stand in their place on the cross. So listen to Jesus, beloved. He loves you to the end of love. He loves you with Himself. He bore your iniquities for you. By His stripes you are healed. Because of Him, you are accepted. A beloved child of the only real Father there is. A future life and future resurrection are promised to you, like the one that Moses and Elijah even now enjoy. But for now, like Peter, you must not yet pitch your tent with Moses and Elijah. With Peter, you must learn from the beloved Son to walk the way of the cross. Listen to Him. He who wishes to be my disciple must take up his cross and follow me. Jesus had to go to Jerusalem and climb up one more mountain before He could enter into that glory, a glimpse of which Peter saw on the Mount of Transfiguration. For Jesus had to fulfill Moses and Elijah and all the law and prophets. He had to climb Mount Moriah, where the Lord provides a lamb for the slaughter so that the sons of Abraham might go free and live. And so also with Peter and with you. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You are surrounded by hardship and crosses. But do not despair and do not fear, no matter what cross you're bearing. Like Peter, look up and see only Jesus. He is enough. And this glorious Son of God who gave Himself for you will never leave you nor forsake you. He bore your burdens on the cross. So if you are heavy laden, come to Him and He will give you rest. For His yoke is now easy and His burden light. For He has borne the heavy part. He has been weighed down with the sins of the world so that your way of the cross might be walkable. He has seen to it that you will be sustained along the way. He has sent His Spirit into your hearts in holy baptism. He speaks His words of absolution to you, His words of acceptance and love. He strengthens your faith and gives you the power to bear whatever cross you have by filling you up with the fruits of His cross, His most holy body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. So learn Peter's lesson, dear Christian. Look up and see Jesus only. Listen to Him. The words He speaks to you are life, glorious life. In baptism, He says, you are mine. In absolution, He says, you are loved. And in the sacrament of the altar, He says, I am yours. What more could we ask for? What greater glory is there? To Him be all the glory, now and forever. Amen.